to explain more, and tomorrow we'll be going through the process of discernment. So let's move to the fifth element. In a way, even in the discernment, there is something about social justice and the tools when dealing with social justice. There was a see, judge, and act elements. And social justice is an area of concern for those interested in Ignatian spirituality. The early Jesuits often described their work as simply helping souls. The great Jesuit leader, Pedro Arrupe, updated this idea in the 20th century by calling those formed in Ignatian spirituality men and women for others. Both phrases express a deep commitment to social justice and the radical giving of oneself to others. Many young people, like I say, I had the experience, I mean, two of them are here present, Michele and Bianca Maria, this summer, with other young people in Sikhet, Romania. Many young people invest a lot of energy into projects which reach out to the sick, the poor, or even the environment. They are projects which leave much fruit, bringing out the best elements of generosity, dedication, and selflessness. Such initiatives help young people to work together. The team building, teamwork, community. Discover meaning in their life and reflect on issues in society. They are initiatives which are the gateway for many to discover their faith. So Ignatian spirituality lays great emphasis on a love of God, which is translated indeed, on being contemplatives in action, on a faith that does justice. It is a spirituality which keeps nudging young people to make the world a better place. Ignatian spirituality can help us to find the true principle and foundation in such activities. Working for justice does not only involve activities full of enthusiasm, but involves speaking out in public about burning issues, or being advocates for the weak, or making radical statements through one's choice of lifestyle. If we are not rooted in faith, these acts of justice will result in mere activism. Ignatian spirituality challenges us to strive for the margins and to continue to answer the question, what am I doing for God within the routine of daily life? So in a nutshell, Ignatian spirituality is inviting us to take a moment and ask the deeper questions. What am I living for? What am I hoping to get out of life? Do I have a purpose? Is there something that is gnawing at me, that is urging me to do something greater? These are the questions that Ignatian spirituality invites us to ask ourselves, and it gives us practices to keep asking them better and better answering them. It is fundamentally about practicing something. It is not intellectual, having a great idea about God, about church, about Jesus. Do you reflect? Do you stop? Do you pay attention to people and see them as really other human beings? Are you able to name what's happening when you love someone? Are you able to say, why is that I have a great desire to write? To write words, to write music, to make art or whatever it is. This is the tradition that invites us to slow down and first to ask, what has my experience taught me? Is God there? And if God is there, then he invites us to take the next step and say, how do I listen to God even more effectively than I have previously? Are there ways that I can learn to distinguish these different voices? Some are noisy, some are loud, some are jarring, some give me stress. Others give me freedom, a freedom that sometimes allows me to be more the person that I really feel I am deep inside. This is what Ignatian tradition invites us into. This sort of talk and explanation about what is this Ignatian spirituality, this Ignatian tradition. How much do you have? Do you have an hour or 20 minutes? Anne? So in the meantime, until they discuss, here there are a brief summary of the questions I was putting during the end of the presentation, which I would like you to reflect personally on them during this 20 or 30 minutes. Now they will, before we come back for a spiritual conversation among ourselves, then I will explain how it will all go afterwards. But in half an hour, 30 minutes, okay? So you've got those questions, which are in a nutshell a summary of the questions I've been putting now. To have your own personal reflection, and then after half an hour, we'll come back for our spiritual conversation. Thank you. You can find anywhere a quiet area in the house where you can reflect on your own.
After half an hour, there's still a break.
Okay. At what time do they come here?
At 7?
Yeah. Okay, you come back at 7. Okay.